Questions. 1. What kind of input is more effective for learning a language? A small amount of very difficult input, or plenty of input that is a little above our present level? 2. Do all the people show their true identity when they appear on social networking services such as Twitter and Instagram? 3. Some learners get high scores in English language examinations but cannot express themselves well in English. Why does this happen? 4. What can we do to develop our own ideas to discuss in English? 5. How can we develop the habit of thinking in English?